studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, Whitman.
Hey, Timmy, man. Look at you, dude.
All right, folks. This is the biggest news here in Southern California, with the exception of, obviously, the fires.
Right, which are kind of dying down now, thank goodness.
Yeah, thank God. People are going back to their homes, and I can't imagine what it's like to get back into one of these neighborhoods and it's just demolished.
Yeah, some homes remain standing and some are gone. It's, gosh, you got to feel for those families. You know, I thought, I've been thinking over the weekend about, you know, all the little things in everybody's life, you know, that drive, that, you know, with my OCD, the things that drive me nuts. And I'm thinking, my God, thank God my house is standing.
Yeah. Now, and KCAL and CBS have been doing a great job at a lot of these local Stater brothers, and out at Chavez Ravine, Jim Hill is out there collecting money for the Red Cross, and they are raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. So congratulations to everybody involved there. And here is the second biggest news in Los Angeles and in Southern California. You may care more about this if you're a sports fan than if you're not a sports fan. So where are you going, dude? Hey.
No. I'm here. I'm gonna stay.
You gonna hang?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm kind of a middle of the road sports fan. I'm kind of a.
I say sports, man. You take your headphones.
Get
off
out
and
of
start
here.
Walking.
Get
What's
out
wrong
of here.
You,
you're nuts. You're nuts.
Mike Kobe Bryant be in a Bulls uniform in the starting lineup when they open the regular season Wednesday at New Jersey.
Unbelievable.
That is the latest here, gang. Kobe Bryant might be off to the Chicago Bulls and might even start for them come Wednesday.
Certainly would start. He'd certainly be a starter. But
yeah, he's got to be a starter because you got to give up a lot for him. So you'd start him, right?
But you know what? It's amazing when you think about it. If you're Kobe Bryant, I mean, if you're looking at the kind of career, the big picture of the career, Kobe Bryant has done so much here in Los Angeles. He's done as much as probably anyone could be expected to do. And when you think about great players like Michael Jordan, of course, Phil Jackson, I coached the Bulls. I mean, maybe he feels like, yeah, I should probably, you know, to have the full NBA star experience, I probably should play for a legendary team like the Bulls. You know, it kind of makes sense. I can understand that thought process. You know, like if you're a baseball player, you might want to play for the Yankees for a couple of seasons just to say you did.
I understand that comparison, but the Bulls, a legendary team, I think they only had one decent run with Michael Jordan. That's it.
With Coach Phil Jackson, the Bulls, didn't they have? I mean, I can't debate sports with you. You know more
I think they had one run. I think they had one Michael Jordan, you know, 10-year span, and that's it, or 12 years, however long he was
there. That's quite a run then.
Right. But I'm, yeah.
Yeah, you know, 10 years.
No, listen. Right. I think, you know, when you talk about legendary sports teams, when it comes to basketball.
I think the Bulls qualify.
I don't think they do. I think the Lakers do. I think Boston does. I think you have to get like two or three great runs in.
The Knicks.
Like Boston. Yeah, maybe the Knicks from the 60s and 70s.
Not the Nets.
I'm not that big a sports fan, to tell you.
I'm not either. I couldn't. But
who
all
the overall best team is. But Jim Hill's going to come on with us. He'll tell you.
He'll set us straight. Because, you know, just growing up, you know, I remember when I was a kid, you know, it was Michael Jordan on the Bulls and Phil Jackson was coaching the team. Yeah. And yeah. Wow. So that's interesting. I wonder when we'll know if that's really going to happen.
Well, let's ask the guy who knows more about the Lakers and Kobe Bryant than anybody else on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, from CBS2, Jim Hill. Jim, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I don't know if that introduction is accurate or not, because I don't think anybody really knows. But good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. And I tell you, nobody is covering this deal like you are.
Well, I think it is the story. I mean, the Lakers get more hits on the website than any other team in the area by far.
Right.
And I think a lot of it has to do with just the fascination of the team, what they've done in the past, the drama that they've had, you know, on and off the court for the last 8 or 9 years now.
Right. Now, I was watching your sports broadcast, I think during the 5 o'clock or maybe the 6 o'clock news, when you're up at Chavez Ravine raising money for the fire victims and the Red Cross. And by the way, congratulations. You guys have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions by now, and it really is a great deal. But you said that for the first time that Phil Jackson or the Lakers are starting to mention the team that they're dealing with. Is that right?
Yeah, Phil even mentioned Normally, when you ask a coach, particularly a coach, if there have been trade talks with another team, most of the time they will not mention that team.
Mm-hmm.
And today, Phil acknowledged that over the weekend that there had been talks and that he'd heard about the talks that the Lakers had with Chicago. And I'm sure there have been a couple of other teams, but Chicago is the one because obviously Phil used to coach there, and that is what's believed to be the team that Kobe wants to go to. So it was very unusual for him to acknowledge that. He also, when I asked him about how much of a distraction this has been to the team, he said that, you know, he would, if something's going to happen, he would want it to happen sooner rather than later so they could move on with whatever and whoever they were going to play with.
Right. Jim, it has seemed for some time as if something was up with Kobe Bryant. I was just talking to my partner Tim about this, and maybe I made a mistake because I don't know basketball like Tim does, and I certainly neither of us know basketball like you do.
Thank you.
I thought to myself, maybe Kobe Bryant psychologically is thinking, I've done all I can do in Los Angeles. I've played in the greatest city in the world, and I've played for the greatest basketball team in the world, and I've made my mark on Los Angeles. If I want to really have the full NBA star experience, I should do what Michael Jordan did and play a little bit for the Chicago Bulls, thinking to myself that the Chicago Bulls is like is almost kind of like a dynasty, or it certainly was at one point. Would this be like a baseball player saying, I got to play for the Yankees at least for a few years?
No, I don't think so.
Yes!
I think what's happened here is that there has been some mistrust on one side or the other here. And you're dealing with tremendous egos. And once an ego is involved, it's really kind of difficult to calm someone down who makes a great deal of money.
Yeah, boy, don't I know then.
The best at what they are, and your ego is involved. So I think ego is involved here because common sense would just tell you. Common sense would tell you, why would you want to trade the Lakers? Why would you want to trade Kobe?
Right.
You know, that if, and here in one point that I have been bringing up a lot throughout the course of this fiasco is, for Kobe Bryant, if Kobe Bryant left the Lakers, it would cost the city of Los Angeles tens of millions of dollars. And I'm not just talking about from the basketball team. I'm talking about from downtown restaurants. I'm talking about hotels, overtime for police officers, overtime for the people that work there, concessions, parking, and all of those things. And so this is bigger than just basketball. This is big business, and I know the business community is very concerned that if Kobe leaves, then there is not really a marquee player
right. That
the Lakers have.
Well, don't they then have an obligation to go out and find one, Jim?
Sure, they do. But here's the other thing about that: Kobe has the final say. So he has a no trade in his contract. So he will know exactly what the deal is before he goes. And if he doesn't like the deal, he's not going to go.
Oh, I see. Okay. What does he make a year now?
Kobe's like 19 or 20 a year. And I'm not talking about in years of age either.
Wow.
All right. So 19, 20 in the current contract, Jim, that $20 million contract, that'd be $20 million a year. And is that for 5 years? Or?
Yes, and he can opt out after two more years. But if he does that, then he will leave about $45, $48 million on the table. The problem with that is, see, there's all kinds of stipulations here with money, with the cap that teams have to deal with. So can another team someplace else come up with that kind of money to pay him if he left, you know, if he left the Lakers?
Is that cap sort of like baseball where they pay a fine or a tax if they go over?
Well, you can pay the luxury tax, yes. And a lot of people have been wanting, the Lakers and people like to pay that. If you're going to do that, to go ahead and pay that luxury tax, much like what
George Steinbrenner does it every year.
George Steinbrenner does, yeah.
Right. All right, Jim Hill is with us, folks. Jim, can you stay with us for a little while?
Because
I'm sure a lot of people
would
love to talk to you. All right, Jim Hill is with us. He is the king of sports when it comes to the Lakers. Nobody knows more about the Lakers on this planet than Jim Hill. He'll deny that because he's a humble guy. But if I were going to have two guys in the room and have a Lakers competition. Who knows more about the Lakers? I'd put my money on Jim Hill.
Yeah, I would too. I'd be with you.
All right, I hope it's Monopoly money.
All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It looks like Kobe Bryant might be off to the Chicago Bulls. And now, Jim, here's what I heard the deal was. The deal was Kobe Bryant for every one of the Bulls plus three of the Chicago Bears. Is that right?
Well, see, I mean, you're joking about it, but in essence, the Lakers would want as much as they could get from the Bulls, maybe two or three starters. But here's the problem with that. If the Bulls give up three of their starters, and remember, they were just two games from the finals last year. If they give up three of their starters to come here to the Lakers, Kobe initially would be going back there and almost dealing with the same situation he has here now.
Oh, so he would actually probably refuse that trade.
Oh, if he doesn't think he can, if he doesn't think that team is going to be good with the people that are there, he wouldn't make that deal.
Jim,
now, here's another part of that. Mm-hmm. Here's another thing to consider. Let's say the Lakers ask for three starters from Gordon, Luol Deng, and someone else, and a future draft choice from the Bulls. Then the Bulls in turn could say, okay, if that's the case, if you want to give us Kobe, then we want Lamar Odom, mm-hmm. Luke Walton or Lamar Odom and Andrew Bynum and something like that, because he's going to have some help when he gets back there. There's also the possibility of having a third team that's involved. So it's not as simple as I want to be traded and then they trade him, mm-hmm. because there's salary cap issues that are involved here, as well as Kobe having the final say. So
Jim,
Kobe holds an ace here.
Jim, yeah, absolutely. You have watched Kobe Bryant. You have covered Kobe Bryant as well as anyone in Los Angeles, or dare I say, the world. If he's making $20 million a year to play basketball for the Lakers, what do you think he might command to play for the Bulls? I mean, 20 turns to 25, or that's a $30 million deal, or is that a $20 million deal? What does your gut say?
Well, you can make more money where you are more than anywhere else. Let me preface that. But you have your salary cap, and you have to go back and start and essentially negotiate. So once you play out your option and forego your final 2 years, he should be able to make more money here. But once again, ego gets involved here,
right.
And when ego takes place with individuals who are powerful people, and now you're talking about two of the most powerful, stubborn people in the L.A. area, and Jerry Buss and Kobe Bryant.
I thought you were going to mention Brian Whitman.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now, Kobe says he thought that they had an understanding that they would not talk about it publicly. And then two or three weeks ago, Dr. Buss said he would entertain ideas for a trade. What prompted that? There's two or three thoughts going around, but no one knows for sure. But it is there's a great deal of ego that's involved here, and sometimes ego, when instead of listening to ego, you should listen to common sense.
Insult.
But ego is taking preference here.
Understood.
Now, Jim Hill is with us, folks, again on CBS. You'll see him tonight. If you want the latest on the Lakers, there's no other guy to turn to. When did you hear that the Chicago Bulls were a possibility? Did you hear that today as well?
Well, I heard it today. The first time I heard it was really, about 3 weeks ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that's something you couldn't, you probably heard it confidentially.
I had said something about it on the air, a couple of times. But the Bulls have been at the top of his list for some time. And I think one of the reasons for that was they were two games away from getting to the finals last year,
right,
with a team that really had,
that was a fluke year.
Pretty good talent, but not great talent.
Right.
And I think that Kobe felt like if he went there with some of that talent, that he would be able to, get into the playoffs and make a run at this thing. So I think that was one of the reasons why Chicago was at the top of his list.
Is it true that you become actually so close and such good friends with him that you'll move to any city he goes to?
Hey, let me tell you something. If they're going to pay me what they're paying, half of what they're paying him, I'm gone.
Jim, how old is Kobe Bryant?
Kobe right now is 29.
Now, wow, okay, so doing the math, Kobe Bryant can play basketball and command the type of salary that he currently earns for 10 more years?
Oh, I don't know about 10. I would say another, five or six. First of all, Kobe is a phenomenal player. He keeps himself in tremendous shape. He has a dietitian. He works out extremely hard in the off season. When he was working out with Team USA in Las Vegas, he was one of the best conditioned athletes there.
No, he's the real deal. I have a friend of mine who's a sports agent, and he handles some of the Lakers. And he said that Kobe is there before everybody and after everybody for when it comes to practice.
Oh yeah, he has one of the best work ethics I have ever seen.
Right.
Magic Johnson had an unbelievable work ethic, and Kobe has a work ethic that's up in that category as well. But he's in great shape now. Of course, he's a little beat up because he's played 11 years. And 11 years for him is more like maybe 12 or 13 because of all the playoff games and all the wear and tear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he's in phenomenal shape.
And physically he's okay, though. His knees are all right?
Well, he has a couple of problems with his knees, a little wear on that.
Right.
He had a little wrist injury that he was complaining about. Well, not complaining about, but he said was bothering him in a preseason game before the game in Las Vegas. That's why he didn't go to Las Vegas.
Oh, I see.
So, people are talking about, he's not into it in the preseason. He's not into it in the preseason. I would rather, as far as making a judgment on that, I would hold my judgment until Tuesday night.
Right. Mm,
okay. Because how many times have we talked about athletes and we'll say, they don't need the preseason, and in baseball and in football, you see guys that don't really play as hard as they normally would if it were the regular season. Now, once the regular season starts and we see, and if he's with the team for 2, 3, 5 games and we see something else, then you can say something else about that. But knowing the way that he is, he is not going to not play.
Right. And, the knees are a problem for every professional athlete.
Sure.
I'm sure you've had some experience. I bet you wake up in pain every morning.
Oh, sure. I mean, any athlete who plays for any amount of time will wake up one day and, you'll have a certain amount of either pain or discomfort.
Are you in pain? Like, how many years did you play pro bowl?
A long time.
How many years did you play professional bowl?
8.
8 years.
Yeah.
And are you at the stage where you get up in the morning and you just start swearing because those knees are hurting you?
In the morning, I can go to bed at night and start swearing.
Right.
But I would not have changed. The only thing I would have changed would have been if I played even harder than I did. It did wonders for me. It helps me in my career today as far as a work ethic is concerned.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that. So
and also relating to the athletes
as
well.
I know how lucky I am.
All right. Let's take some phone calls here. Let's talk to Mark in Huntington Beach. Mark, you're on with Jim Hill. How are you, sir?
Hi, Jim Hill. Hey, this is more of a response to Tim saying that Jordan only had one run with the Bulls. They won three rings when he was there, three championships.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about the Bulls only had one really good run in the NBA. Boston had, decades. That's what I'm talking about. A legendary team. Even Jim Hill says they're not a legendary team.
Yeah, I called them. I think I used the term dynasty when I talked about the Bulls because I remember Jim growing up in New York. I grew up when I was a kid in school. It was Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson coaching him, and it was the Chicago Bulls. And it just seemed year after year they were winning. That's why I thought so highly of them.
You're right. When you think of the all-time great teams, you have to think of. And I'm not putting them in any particular order right now. I'm not naming them 1 through. I'm just naming them. You have to think of the Lakers with Magic and Michael, Cooper and Kareem and Byron Scott and all of those guys. And you have to think of the Celtics. You have to think of the Chicago Bulls with Michael there when they had a couple of three-peats and things like that. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but I think when you talk about legendary teams, you had the Lakers with Shaq and Kobe. Then you had the Lakers with Magic and Cooper and all those guys. And then you even had another run with Will Chamberlain and Jerry West and that crew. Gail Goodridge and that whole crew. I think that's legendary. We can do a decade after decade like Boston.
Right, with a different crew of guys.
Yeah, one of the great things about it is all of these teams are great. They really are. I think that because the teams that played, decades ago, they kind of gave the foundation for where the league and these teams are right now. And that may be one of the reasons why you call them legendary. Because let's take, for instance, some people talk about Bill Russell, and as great as Bill Russell was when he played in the NBA at 6'9", do you think he really would have been able to manhandle and intimidate someone like Shaquille O'Neal in his prime?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I think we should take acknowledge and admire each era for what it is, because it's really kind of difficult and unfair to say this era could beat that era because of the size and things like that.
But I still think the greatest shooter and the greatest basketball player of all time, in my opinion, I mean, I get a lot of votes from a lot of people, but...
Senator Bill Bradley.
My opinion, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All right.
Well, his shot was unstoppable.
Right.
And that's the reason why.
Nobody ever blocked the skyhook.
No one. and when you look at it, they really didn't try because there was no way they could get to it.
Right. Why embarrass themselves?
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was – and Kareem was and still is one of the most – he's one of the smartest individuals I have ever met.
Is that right?
And that's one of the reasons why I think a lot of people had – trouble relating to him when he played. Now, he had his own issues, but one of the things was, Kareem was he was into history,
yeah, jazz,
Oriental rugs and things of that nature. So sometimes when you can't relate to an individual on their level, then they have trouble relating to you and communicating. And I think that was one of the problems that Kareem had.
That's one of the great things about basketball. Just hearing you say that, Jim Hill, I think of other sports, more contact sports, obviously like boxing and football. The guys who play basketball and baseball, they can retain their intellect, for lack of a better term.
Well, and it's very true. I mean, when you let's just take the contract, a contract of an NBA player. When an NBA player makes the tremendous amounts of money that they do and all of the ifs, ands, and buts that go into it, they just don't leave it up to their agent to figure it out. I mean, they're there, they're there every step of the way. So you have to be really sharp to know what's going on. Can you imagine Kobe Bryant now going through all of this and not being a really smart, intelligent guy? It would really drive him crazy. I mean, it's crazy enough as it is. But the athlete of today is much smarter than the athlete of, let's say, 30 years ago.
Right.
Simply because of time, and just the educational process and things like that.
But there are, I mean, Jim, you'll admit there are some dopes too, right?
Oh, they're going to find that everywhere.
Okay. All right, Jim, can you stay with us?
Sure, be glad to.
All right, hold on one second. Jim Hill is with us, everybody, from Channel 2. CBS, you can see him at 11 o'clock tonight. The rumor is Kobe might be off to Chicago before we know it.
Right, playing in New Jersey over the weekend.
And Jim Hill will have all the latest tonight at 11 o'clock on Channel 2. So watch that. In the next couple of weeks, you got to watch Channel 2 and Jim Hill, because he's going to be the guy that's going to break any news when it comes to Kobe Bryant.
Absolutely.
You're not going to get it first on any other station. All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. Jim Hill from CBS is with us, and we're talking about Kobe Bryant live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. The rumor is that Kobe Bryant might be wearing a Chicago Bulls uniform by week's end.
Wow.
And nobody knows more about Kobe Bryant and the whole trade deal than CBS's Jim Hill. Jim, welcome back.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, listen, I tell you, if you want any kind of Lakers information, I mean, I bet Jerry Buss tunes into your show to find out what's going on.
I don't think so.
Well, you really are the best, especially when it comes to Kobe Bryant, Jim, and the Lakers. I mean,
that's nice. I appreciate it. That means a lot, especially coming from you guys who know exactly what you're doing. And one of the great things about listening to your show is you make people think. And that's exactly what we need to do a lot more of.
Well, that's what
you're on with Conway and Whitman.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
That's what Tim says to me before every show.
He
says, no,
John and Ken show.
Let's make people think tonight.
All right. If you'd like to talk to Jim Hill about the whole Kobe deal, your thoughts on Kobe possibly leaving Los Angeles for the Windy City, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, in your opinion, your professional opinion, Jim, who are they looking at trading for Kobe Bryant?
I think Gordon, Luol Deng, but see, we hear reports now that Luol Deng is not one that they're going to trade. There's so many stories that are out there because of the complexity of the situation that sometimes it's really not a good thing to make speculation unless or until it actually happens. Now, we could be talking about the guys right now and what happened, but I take the approach that when in doubt, don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because with all this speculation, with all the whispering going on around you and what you're hearing, you think, gosh, something's got to happen. But, of course, the possibility remains that nothing at all could happen.
Well, that's very true. I mean, you know, because let's look at it this way. If this thing goes on for another 2 weeks or so, and then you make a deal, well, then you're really setting back both teams.
Right. And you're also pissing off the season seat holders.
Oh, my goodness. That's the main thing. Because now, last year, and I'm sure you guys know this, last year, the number one road team as far as attendance was concerned was the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they didn't go there to see Smush Parker or Lamar Odom.
Right.
They were there to see Kobe. So that means Kobe is a money machine.
Right. Now, when you say that Kobe has extra security in hotels and on the road and the Staples Center as well, I didn't know that. Is it a significant amount of money they're spending on security?
Well, no. When I'm talking about spending on security, no, I'm talking about money that they're losing. I'm talking about money that the city loses because of work related.
I see.
In other words, if Kobe's not playing, attendance is down.
Right.
Concessions is down.
Right.
Parking is down. Restaurant reservations are down.
There's fewer people there.
There's fewer people. There's fewer people and so that creates less money. That's what I was getting at.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe we'll save some money on overtime when the cops don't have to come out for the big parade.
Well, I tell you what, I describe it as being, if this in fact does happen, this would be like a very, very bad marriage. Both sides are going to lose.
Right.
Now, when you look around the NBA, Jim Hill, I asked you earlier about replacing Kobe Bryant, because obviously if he goes to Chicago, the Laker organization has to be prepared to try to find someone, not that there is another Kobe out there, but does anyone come to mind? I mean, you know the league real well. You know who's available, who isn't, who's playing, who's not, who's up-and-coming names we might not even be familiar with. Where do the Lakers look?
You can't find anyone to replace a Kobe Bryant. That's the crazy thing about this whole situation, because you're not going to be able to find someone who can do all the things that he has done and that he can do. I know that when the season starts and the bullets are for real, he'll be there and he'll play well. If he doesn't play well, then that will tell us that'll tell us something else. But you just go back and look at what he's done throughout his controversial career off the floor. We've never seen anyone who performed the way that he did, being in court every day.
A guy who can really compartmentalize that type of thing.
The only other person that I know of that can compartmentalize things under a great deal of stress.
Bill Clinton.
There you go.
Yes, right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say.
I agree with you, Jim. I think absolutely. I mean, during all of that, I mean, the guy's running the country, and he's doing deposition. Jim, that's who you were going to say, isn't
all
it?
All right.
That's exactly. What, no, I promise. That's exactly who I was going to say, because you know, President Clinton would go in and he would have these. He'd have to testify and all these things about Lewinsky and this, that, and the other, and then he would go out and run the country. And I dare say, if he could have run for a third term, he probably would have won.
You think the Lakers might look to Bill Clinton if they trade Kobe?
I don't know what his 3-point shooting is like, but I'm sure he would be good for marquee value. That's for sure.
All right.
What about Shaquille O'Neal coming back now that Kobe's gone? Is that a possibility?
Maybe I don't think so.
Maybe he can keep an eye on his money back here.
Yeah. That's a whole another half hour in itself.
But yeah.
I know we hate. How would you like to be? Let me put it to you this way. How would you like to be the general manager whose resume said you traded Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, two Hall of Famers,
right,
in a five-year period?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. But you know what? You've been doing sports here in Southern California for a long time. You've seen some of the greatest athletes be traded away from teams here in Southern California. I mean, you saw, you know, like Ramon Martinez, you know, the Dodgers, it seems every year are, you know, getting rid of somebody who's a really popular player.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, it goes back to Mike Piazza.
Yeah, Mike Piazza.
And catchers and stuff like that. But actually, no one of this caliber like Shaq was and like Kobe is. I mean, this supersedes all of those guys.
Right.
It really does. This is a mind-boggling thing when you trade someone who is the best at what he does in the league. And I'm sure, I don't know if you guys know it or not, his jersey was the number one selling jersey last year in the league, and it also outsold Yao Ming's jersey in China.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
In China, more people bought a Kobe jersey than
in
a Ming jersey?
China, yes.
Wow.
Jesus. Did the Lakers get a piece of that?
The NBA does, and I think Kobe gets a little chunk of it.
Is that right?
Wow. I would hope so.
Hey, what about is Magic Johnson in good enough shape to come back?
Hey, let me tell you something. I would give Magic, you know, 5 or 6 weeks, and then he could give us a good 3 or 4 minutes a night, and it would be absolutely spectacular. There's certain people that come along that just transcend the sport. And Magic is one of the few individuals. See, because one of the joys I have as a sportscaster is watching athletes that grew up to be not only outstanding athletes, male or female, and Hall of Famers and things like that, but more importantly, those that give back to the community in their own way. And no one has done that more or better than Magic.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, yeah. He's just the absolute best, and I just wish that that he was, you know, he tried to get a little more involved by talking to the guys and you know, the last couple of years, and because they are so, I don't want to say dumb, but inexperienced, you know, they didn't want to listen to Magic Johnson.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
That tells you where their head is.
Yeah, and what happened to Jerry West? Is he still in the Deep South?
Well, Jerry has retired from the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, I will say this: the demise, in my opinion, the demise of the Lakers started when Jerry West left.
Hmm.
I mean, sure they won that next year, but they were starting to go down from that point on. Jerry was the only person that I can think of that would get Kobe and Shaq in the same room,
right,
and have their respect.
Well, why doesn't Magic Johnson buy the team off of Jerry Buss and hire Jerry West?
Well, Dr. Buss has said he's not going to sell. He said that he wants to give it to his kids to run.
Oh, great!
I do know that there are
she's a nice lady.
There are a couple of organizations that would love to, you know, to purchase the team.
Yeah, for what, $500 million, $600 million?
I don't know if it would be about $500 million, but it would be a nice little piece. It would be about what they pay you two guys over there.
Yeah, right. Oh, really? No.
Well, I don't know if they could afford the Lakers then. Hey, but we got to take a break. But real quickly, Jim, even during the playoffs and in the finals, isn't it really tough to cover a WNBA game?
Well, it depends on who your team is.
Okay. All right, hold on one second. All right, Jim Hill is with us, everybody. If you have a question about the Lakers organization, he knows more about him than anybody. And it turns out that Kobe Bryant might be wearing a Bulls jersey come Wednesday, the beginning of the season.
Want to chime in on this latest Kobe rumor, 520-9710.
Yeah, and 888-520-9710. Watch Jim Hill at 11 o'clock tonight on Channel 2. He'll have all the latest, and he probably will know of a trade before Jerry West and Kobe Bryant know it. So this guy's on top of it, man. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Jim Hill is with us from Channel 2, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Jim Hill joins us, and trade rumors are rampant that Kobe Bryant might be going and playing for Chicago this year. And, geez, I tell you, if you were a Chicago season seat holder, you're probably very happy to hear that. But if you're a Lakers season seat holder, you're probably very nervous spending that kind of money for a team that may not include the best player in the league.
And Conway, you said before the first game that he wears a Bulls uniform could be in New Jersey. Did you say that earlier?
I didn't say that.
No. Oh, okay. I thought the Chicago Bulls would be playing in New Jersey or something.
Hey, Jim?
Yes, sir.
Jim Hill is with us from Channel 2, CBS. He'll be on 11 o'clock tonight with the latest. Now, if he does get traded to the Chicago Bulls, then everybody in China has to buy it another jersey, right?
That's a very good question. And then he would be there where Michael was, where he made all of his great memories,
right,
playing for the Bulls as well.
And what is Kobe now? Is he number 24?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was number 8.
He was number 8, and then he changed to 24 because he said he just felt like he needed a change.
What would be the what game, if this happened? I mean, how soon would he be a Chicago Bull? I mean, this could happen in how many days, Jim?
Well, you know, there's no telling. I mean, you know, Chicago is the big name right now.
Right.
Tomorrow it could be another team. The next day it could be another team. That's when I was talking about the complexity of this thing. And you can't say it's going to happen tomorrow and it's going to be with this particular team. But I do know that Chicago, at least up until today, has been the top contender for him. When it would happen, no one knows. It's so complex. But I do know that Phil Jackson told us today that if it's going to happen, he would rather it happen sooner than later, so both parties could move on and get on with their seasons.
You know, I bet, you know, ticket brokers who are really smart right now are buying the Chicago Bulls coming to the Lakers for late in the season. I don't know when they come in.
When would that be?
I don't
know. Yeah, whenever that is.
That's I'll tell you what, if that happened, let's say that hypothetically, if that happens and he's playing with the Bulls and they come to the Staples Center,
right,
he will try to score. You know, remember a couple of years ago he scored 81 points?
Right.
He'll try and score at least 82 this time.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And he probably has a pretty good shot at that, whatever he leaves behind here. All right, let's talk to Craig here in Mission Viejo. You're on with Jim Hill. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
I don't know. I'd like to see us trade Bus. Does Jim Hill know of a way to trade the owner?
No. That, you know, Craig, thank you for calling. But I, you know, he's the owner. The only way something like that would change would be if he changed his mind.
Right, and that's not going to happen.
He has not given any indication that he is going to do that.
Yeah,
He's always said he wants to give it down for his kids to run, and that's what he's been doing so
Jim,
far.
Is this it for the Lakers for the year? I mean, if this goes through and Kobe leaves, and I mean, you mentioned a moment ago, obviously, Phil Jackson wants to get on with his season, as obviously both organizations would want to do. I mean, is this really it, though? I mean, could the Lakers, you know, bounce back from a trade like this, find somebody to begin to replace Kobe Bryant, put together a cohesive unit, and do something with this season, suffering a blow like this?
No.
I don't think so. I think a best case scenario, they could get some people in. They might be a pretty good team, maybe even a good team, good enough to make the playoffs. But as both you gentlemen know, in our area, you got to have marquee value.
Right.
And there's no one, with the exception of, like I said, LeBron James or Dwayne Wade or Shaq. And you can forget about those three.
Yeah, it'll be Clippers light.
Just might be.
But you know, those kids of Jerry's might get that team sooner than they think. This guy's gonna have a heart attack if this Kobe's traded. Hey Jim, we gotta take off here, but we really appreciate you coming on, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for staying for the whole hour.
And
thank you so much. And anytime you want me to come on, you got it.
Oh, excellent. We'd love that.
You'll have a full report tonight on the 11 o'clock news. I'm sure we'll be sure to check that out.
You got a deal. Thank
All right.
You.
Thanks, Jim. All right. Take care of yourself. Jim Hill, tonight on Channel 2 at 11 o'clock, we'll have the latest on Kobe Bryant And you got everybody there. You got Paul Major, Johnny Mountain doing the weather. It's quite a newscast.
Laura Diaz?
Yeah, right. Laura Diaz, right. Yeah. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.